Last week, Federal Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Stuart Robert, spoke to the National Press Club, where he outlined plans to deliver the final 20% of the NDIS rollout over the next 12 to 24 months. Minister Robert says while it is having a profound effect on Australians with disabilities, including their families and carers, the NDIS in its current form is not living up to high expectations. So can this overhaul of the scheme ensure greater flexibility and simplicity? The Wire's Jared McLaughlin reports.
In his speech to the National Press Club, Minister Stuart Robert announced plans to improve the flexibility and delivery of the scheme, which will see the remaining 20% of the nationwide rollout completed within the next 12 to 24 months. This involves what Minister Robert is calling the six core swim lanes framework, which includes improving long-term outcomes for all NDIS recipients, their families and carers. Roma Hollywood is the Director of Policy and Advocacy for People with Disability Australia. She says Minister Roberts' plan does consider a range of issues, but there is still work to be done.
It's possible that there may need to be other areas that we need to consider as well. And he did touch on some of these, like improving outcomes for people with disability in relation to access to employment. We would like to see, for example, a lot more detail, possibly a separate swim lane in relation to that particular area.
What concerns do People with Disability Australia have with how Minister Robert is outlining and addressing some of the issues and concerns that families and individuals with disabilities have with the way that the NDIS has progressed over the last few years?
A number of people are finding it very difficult to access the scheme. And what that means is that they, you know, we might be finding that a person feels that they should be eligible for the scheme, that they've got the evidence that they need supports in their daily life to be able to, you know, do the ordinary things that everybody else does, like go down the street to have a coffee, be able to apply for and get a job, go to school, get further training. And when they apply, the whole process becomes mind-bogglingly challenging. Now, we would have liked to have seen a bit more focus on how we might be able to improve the access to the scheme. One of the things that we're worried about is that some people might have already applied and found the process too confusing and time-consuming and ultimately very challenging, and so they might have given up. So we're hoping that we can work with the government and continue to work with the government to improve that aspect of the scheme.
Roma Hollywood, Director of Policy and Advocacy for People with Disability Australia. One of the key priorities in Minister Roberts' plan is employment. The NDIS Participant Employment Strategy aims to achieve its goal of 30% of recipients in paid work by 2023. David Moody is the Chief Executive Officer of National Disability Services and has previously raised concerns about casualisation of the disability workforce.
Let me be clear, we're not saying that casual employment is in all cases a bad thing. I think every sector in the economy has a component of casualised employment as part of the types of work that are done in that sector. Our concern is that we're seeing a trend upwards in terms of the numbers of workers who are working in casual employment. That has a couple of implications at least. First of all, that sort of employment doesn't necessarily attract people who want to stay in the sector and work, and we need to grow the sector by a factor of about 90,000 people. And secondly of all, that sort of employment doesn't necessarily provide consistency of support for people with disability who are getting it. As you would know, and as your listeners would know, that consistency of support is tremendously important for people with disability, you know, to know that they're not going to be constantly cycling through different support workers.
David Moody, Chief Executive Officer of National Disability Services, ending that report by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.